teams, it's nothing. It's a matter of great embarrassment that I will sit on her lap and I will call her mother. She just looked around both sides, all sides, and immediately sat down on her lap and immediately got up. Very quickly he got up. Ma, he uttered this word, give me fruits. When she heard this, she became overwhelmed with pain. Krishna has said, mother, ma to me. If he has given mother like position to Putana, what position will he give to her? Impossible to understand. Very difficult to understand. Then, she gave fruit, all the fruits to Krishna. Now he returns back home. Krishna returns back home, but this fruit seller, meditating on Krishna's beauty, his form, she's not, his son, I'm sitting at that place. She's not getting up. Then from Brajavasi came, why are you sitting here so long? Why do you sit here? They don't understand why she's sitting here. They just shake her up. Why do you sit here? What happened? And somehow she lifted up this basket on her head again and she began to walk from this place. Near the bank of river Yamuna, she realized that the basket had become very heavy. All the fruit whatever I had, she's thinking, I had given to Krishna. Now there should be no weight in my basket. She just took out this basket from her head and she saw this basket full of gold, diamonds, and other emeralds and other precious stones. Krishna has given in return of something that costed just a few pennies. He paid so much in value. But she took this basket and threw the entire contents of this basket in the river. And then later on nobody heard where she went. She went to Golok Vrindavan. The situation of a mother. She became a neighbor of Krishna in Golok Vrindavan as mother. This is what it says there. It's a direct Swalula with Ananda Pandey. By his childish pastimes such as this, he immerses the inhabitants of Gokul in pools of pure bliss. Only this is the way that the devotees can conquer me. Brahma, etc., by them they cannot conquer me. Only by this sweet pastime can somebody conquer me. Translation. I don't hear you.
97.5. You dance now, you allow you. And Krishna made very free for that allow you began to dance. Who is that Krishna? Sarashati Nanda, the director of unrelated policy, and Swayamaraman himself, put one hand here, another hand here, and here, dancing. The gopis seem very nice and they begin to cut their hands. The gopis ask, oh Krishna, between you and Balaram, who is stronger? Then Krishna Balaram for the Lord's name began wrestling. And the gopis are clapping their hands. The Gopinath Krishna brings us two stools. But that two stool is very heavy, Krishna can go lift it. Krishna's powerful heart is unconscious, who carries the whole universe upon his head like an unconscious sea with no visibility at all. But that same Krishna cannot lift the two stool. Now that I'm asked, oh Krishna, bring my shoes. Is Krishna carrying on his wooden shoes on his head? Understanding. So now Krishna has been bound by Mother Yashoda, and sometimes he is weeping. Mother Yashoda, after binding Krishna, returned to her household duty, because her mind was not satisfied. She was continuously thinking, oh, why I punish Krishna? Why I tie him up? Meanwhile, Krishna was also thinking, the two sons of Kuber, who is a great devotee and a friend of Shankar, Jayadeva Manikriya, known as Bear, they were cursed by my devotee Narada. Therefore, I must fulfill the words of Narada Muni. One time, there were two boys who were intoxicated and naked in one sarova, one pond, playing with many heavenly damsels. At that time, when the girls saw Narada Muni coming, they became ashamed and ran to the bank and covered themselves in their cloth and did pronounce Narada Muni. But those two boys did not need pronounce. In fact, they began to abuse Narada. Oh, why are you standing here? Is there no other path? And the saying to make it Narada, make it, they began abusing him with no shame. Then Narada Muni said, Jagannath Prabhupada, four things make you mad. High birth, mature wealth, wealth in a high family, and education, maturity, education. Therefore, I take all those away from you, become a tree. Immediately, Nara pronounced his curse, their bodies began to harden into the bones of trees. And they begged, oh, Nara, all your sheep, please forgive us. Then Nara really said, my words must be true. But you will take birth in Vamayuga, and you will be liberated by the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna himself, by his touch. By his mercy, you will again assume the form of difference. There we go. Therefore, Krishna annoys them as for fulfilling the words of his devotees. Therefore, Sri Krishna, calling Bhagavandu, they try to open the knot which bound Krishna to the grinding water. But they could not open that knot because that knot was tied by Satyagraha, which is categorically higher than Satyagraha. A devotee of Satyagraha cannot open the knot tied by the Satyagraha. But the devotee of Satyagraha can open the knot. But those in those in the Buddha Gopi, they can open the knot tied by the Satyagraha very easily. So, when Krishna was tired, the cow boy began pushing the grinding water outside. That water became lodged in between those two trees. And Krishna, he did not touch those trees directly, but he touched through the light medium of the grinding water. Then he pulled, and the two trees made a huge sound as they fell on either side of Sri Krishna. When they heard that sound, all the Vrindavanis came running there. Well, when he saw Krishna's eyes, he became angry. Who has tied my brother? Then Vrindavan, he was finished. He's Balaram here. And Balaram became speechless. So when his huge noise came, all the Vrindavanis came running there. His daughter looked like a statue. She was completely stunned. The Nandagar was very angry. What if Krishna had been crushed by his trees? Before Nandagar came, the boys were laughing. But when they saw Nandagar, they began weeping loudly. Who has bound Krishna? Then Krishna said, Mother has bound me. Then Nandagar said, will I beat her? Then Krishna caught her hand, no, Mother, don't beat her. She Nandagar asked the boys, what happened? The boy said, in small, broken language, the
Nanda Baba.
Nanda Baba did not believe the word of the small boy. He said, he was being angry. He opened his mouth, then bowed Krishna, and took Krishna Balaram on his shoulders and went to Ramadiya. There the whole day he spent there, bathing them, feeding them lagu and chewing jammy, and squirting milk drinking from the cow's mother into their mouth until evening came. At evening time, Krishna, Nanda Baba took Krishna Balaram to the outside quarter of Nanda Baba, but did not enter the ladies' quarter. Inside, the elderly gopis, as well as Rahini and the wife of Upananda, they were pacifying the Yashoda. So that night, the wife of Upananda asked, "Oh Krishna, you won't come to your mother?" And Krishna, "No, you won't go. Then who will you play with? I'll play with Balaram." "Then who will feed you?" "Nanda Baba will feed you." "Oh, you want to go to your mother?" "No." That time, the wife of Upananda said, "When is your mother?" "Are you bored? Are you old?" "No, I don't think." "She goes, what do we do?" Then Krishna began weeping and ran there and fell on the mat on his shoulder. That time, Kali Yashoda began weeping bitterly, asking Krishna, Nanda Baba, Rohini, and everyone. All the brothers believed. That time, Rohini gave his weekly kumkum offering and gave to Krishna, Nanda Baba, Balaram, and everyone. One time there was a kumkum in Mathura, and when she heard that the son of Nanda is very, very beautiful, then after hearing for a few days, a grief awoke in her heart and walked to sleep. Therefore she took fruit and wanted in her basket and went to Vrindavan, Gokul. But the first or second day she could not meet Krishna, because to see Krishna is not so easy. Even Rishi and Muni, even Lord Brahma, cannot see him very easily in their meditation. Therefore when her life then became restless like a fish out of water. Then she vowed, "I must see Krishna today or I will not return home." Then being completely absorbed in thinking of Krishna, instead of chanting, "Hey grace, hey banana, hey mantle, I'm the son of Nanda, if everyone sees me, then no problem may come." But he could not check himself, therefore he sat in the lap in one section. "Oh Mother, give me fruit," and stood up again. Then that lady said, "So much sleep," she gave all her fruits to Krishna. Krishna, who gave the position of a third slave to Putana, then came to think what position Krishna will give his lady to approach her, Krishna with motherly affection. To approach Krishna with a heart full of motherly affection, what position that Krishna must give her. Thus, her desire was fulfilled. She became completely absorbed in thinking of Krishna, and the whole day was passed when she was sitting down. In evening time, some fruit basket came, but what was the good thing here that she should return home? Therefore, she took her basket on her head and went towards the Yamuna. But she was thinking, "Why is my basket so heavy?" When she looked, she saw it was full of jewels, gold, pearls, emeralds. But she became angry and she threw that in the Yamuna. And where she went, it's not there. The must be in future she became an ingogi. It must be affection. Therefore, Krishna is showing, "I am controlled by this kind of bhakti, and by this kind of bhakti, my devotees, the victory for me." Welcome. Hare Krishna. Krishna Maharaj.
Rasa itu
Hello.
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 Hello.